right to Simin Resh Ayin Aleph Sifkid Aleph. Like many cases in halacha, the actual case might be very rare, but we glean from the halacha that's been spoken about different points that are very important for us in our own practical halacha. Okay, for example, in Sifkid Aleph, we're talking about somebody only has one cup of wine. Now, it's probably very rare to meet somebody who only is going to have one cup of wine, not only one cup of wine for Friday night, but one cup of wine for the whole Shabbos. That means Friday night, Shabbos day, Havdalah, and only has one cup of wine. So from here, this halacha, based on the way the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha, we can learn a few different important points for us. For example, we learn that a kiddush cup, kaisha bracha kiddush cup, is supposed to be filled to the top. Okay, it's supposed to be filled to the top. However, the shear, if you want to create a kiddush cup with just the exact shear that it needs a revius. So you're supposed to fill the cup to the top, but it really needs, the shear that it needs is a revius. So if you have a cup that's big and has in it more than a revius, more than a volume of a revius, revius is the same volume as 1.5 eggs. Okay, we'll get there in a minute, that discussion. So Moshe says it was 3.3 fluid ounces. Okay, the point being is that most cups are more than that size, and therefore, you're supposed to have a full cup. The shear that you're supposed to have in the cup is revius, and the amount you're supposed to drink is a maloy lugmov, is a cheekful, one cheekful. Which Mishnah Berurah says later is a majority of the revius. Okay. So those are the halachas that are linked out from what is discussed here in Sifkid Aleph. So it says over here that if you only have one cup, what you do is you make your Friday night kiddush on that cup, you pour out a little bit, and you drink from that cup that you poured out a little bit, because you don't want to make the wine that's left in the cup that you're going to drink from a pogum. If you drink from the cup, it becomes pogum. Okay, that's one opinion. How are you supposed to take care of it? If a person is have the exact shear of revius, and he won't be able to make two cups out of it by pouring some out and saving a revius for the next cup, so the Shulchan Aruch says what you do is you put some water into the wine. This wine was made with a mixture of very strong raw wine. That's the Lashon Gemara. Yanchai is translated as raw wine. There is undiluted wine. That you created wine. However, nowadays it's not so simple. If you're going to mix anything with wine, you'll probably ruin it and make it something that's not sold in the markets, and therefore actually take away its bracha, take away its possibility of having a bracha of Bari Pirei Gafen on it. You do want to mix, so the best eitzah is to mix a juice, specifically grape juice. Theoretically, you can mix a different fruit juice and make it a flavored wine, but it's definitely easiest. You run into the least problems if you mix in a grape juice. Definitely what you should not be doing is make the wine a minority of your mixture. Then for sure it's going to be a problem as far as making Bari Pirei Gafen on it. Skip ahead to Sifkid Gimel for a second, we'll come back to Sifkid Beis. Sifkid Gimel says what we already mentioned before, that to be Yotze Kiddush, you have to drink a cheekful, and the cheekful means one side of the mouth, not two cheekfuls, one cheekful, that the cheek looks like it's full of a drink that you're drinking, and the Shulchan Aruch himself over here says it's the majority of a revius. Okay, so that's Sifkid Gimel. We'll continue to see who has to drink the cheekful. Does it have to be the person who made Kiddush? Could it be other people? Can a bunch of people add up a little bit until we get to the shear of a cheekful? That's tomorrow's halacha. Okay, jumping back now to Sifya Beis. A lot of people know that the yeks like to wash their hands before Kiddush. Most of Klai Yisrael does not have that minug, and they go like the Mechaber and Sifya Beis, which means that you make Kiddush, and only after Kiddush you wash your hands for Hamaitzi, and then you make Hamaitzi. However, the Ramah brings the opinion, is what the yeks do. The German Jews have a minug that they first wash their hands, then they make Kiddush. And then after Kiddush, they make Hamotzi. And basically, Machlokes is what is considered a hefsek, where the Kiddush is considered a hefsek between the Tilus Yadayim and the Motzi. Okay, so that's the minug that the Ramah brings, which we said the yeks do. There's a few interesting points over here, which is that you might have heard that certain camps or other places, maybe at a simcha, they'll advise, in order to keep things orderly, they'll advise people to wash before Kiddush. So this might be surprising to some people, because you would think that if the minhag is by many people to make Kiddush first and not have the Netilas Yadayim, before the Kiddush and the Moitzi after the Kiddush. Now, you don't want to sandwich the Kiddush with the on one side and Tilsa on the other side of Moitzi, because you treat the Kiddush as a hefsek. If that's what we hold, so then why would we recommend sometimes to have everybody wash their hands first? It would seem to be against our minug, because now we're going to make Kiddush a hefsek. So you could say we're relying on the other opinion, you could. But there's a much better thing to know, which is that the Mishnah Berurah here, in Sif Katan Nun Ches, says that the problem of hefsek is really specifically for the person who's making the Kiddush. But everybody else who's not actually making the Kiddush, and they're only listening to the Kiddush, then there's no problem for them to wash their hands first. So that's Mishnah Berurah Nun Ches. So if you have 1,000 kids washing their hands first, they're not making the Kiddush. The Kiddush is then being made by the counselor or the camp director, whoever's going to make the Kiddush. So then, in such a case, we will have no problem of the Kiddush being a hefsek being between the washing and hamotzi. Yeah, that's a very important Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Nun Ches. Here, and Sifkat and Samaches goes through the long Arichas from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wrote a few hundred years ago, I think it was about 250, 300 years ago, Yehuda wrote maybe 200 years ago. Maybe Yehuda wrote that the size of the beitzim of the egg volume is smaller now than what it was in the times of the Gemara. He figured it out based on different examples the Gemara gave and different calculations the Gemara gave, and said it doesn't add up. And they said it must be that the eggs used to be double the size. So according to Nadi Behuda, the size of the vias really shouldn't be 1.5 egg volume, it should really be a 3 egg volume. Okay, that's the Nadi Behuda. The Mishnah Berurah says that we should be machmer for this Nadi Behuda when it comes to Kiddush Deraisa. So first of all, if you're wondering why it is that Kiddush cups are so much bigger than our vias, so it probably is because of this reason. Because we're trying to get something closer to 7 fluid ounces. Okay, because if 3.3 fluid ounces is the size of 1.5 eggs, so then I guess 6.6 would be the size of 2 revieses. Anyways, that's what the Nei Bita says. Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah's mashma, that we don't necessarily need to go that far and go 2 times Revius, but it's enough to add a 25% to the Revius. That's what he says. If it's normally 1.5, we'll go up to 2. So, actually, if you're using Rav Moshe's Shiurim, that's why they say Rav Moshe says 3.3 fluid ounces for Derabanan and 4.4 fluid ounces for Deraisa. Presumably, Rav Moshe also held like the Mishnah Berurah that you should add 25% for the Deraisas. Okay, so you might have heard this before. But the shiur, sometimes mitzvahs deraisas, we like to be machmer, and we go for a bigger shiur.
But just like we said before, even though technically the Kiddush cups are much bigger than the size of Revius that's needed, but the truth is that when it comes to Kiddush Deraisa Friday night, we do want to have enough in the Kiddush cup to for sure be 25% more. That's the shear of going from 3.3 to 4.4. And maybe lechatchila, Mr. Brewer says, if you want to be machfin Neid Behuda, you go up to 6.6. I heard a lashon of 6.5 from the Chazon Ish. So again, presumably is working with that same shtickel Torah, the same computations as the Neid Behuda. So there are those people who are machmir for that, which is probably why most Kiddush cups are close to 7 fluid ounces, because of the Mashiach's Neid Behuda.